you need to understand the takeaway from this is having peace and authority into your own personal priesthood. The power that you possess when you pray in your name or in Jesus' name. They're doing it now and they're saying, why do I need to understand that I am a king and priest according to the order of Melchizedek?
首先拉比提到，很多人会开始问，为什么我要成为按照麦基洗德等次所立的君王祭司呢？那么在你收听这次的语音信息之后，你将会有更深的了解。当你个人以祭司的职分奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告的时候，你所拥有的能力、权柄以及平安。
Isn't it just enough for me to know that I'm a king and priest? But why do I have to know the order in which I belong to?
我光知道自己是君王祭司不够吗？为什么我还必须明白我是按照麦基洗德的等次呢？
Shalom and welcome to the Kurt Landry podcast. This is a special podcast because we're dealing with a special question that so many of you have asked for.
平安，欢迎你们来收听由拉比克兰卓带给你的信息。这次的信息内容很特别，因为我们要来处理一个你们很多人都会问的问题。
And I've asked Pastor Tim to come in and really bring his expertise into this subject andThe reason it comes up is you hear us in services pray that we are kings and priests according to the order of Melchizedek.
这个问题起源于在我们的聚会当中，你常常听到我们宣告说，我们是按照麦基洗德等次所立的君王祭司。所以在今天这个信息当中，我要邀请作为这方面的专家提姆牧师和我一起来回答这个问题。
Like, what does that mean? That's what you ask, and is it important? So I want to say this. It is very important that you intentionally understand the power of being a king and priest according to whatever order.
那么你们会问，按照什么等次是什么意思？这很重要吗？拉比说，我要告诉你们的是，你们要去刻意明白，根据什么等次而被立的君王祭司，他所拥有的能力是非常重要的。
So a lot of it has to do with a mindset, but also your heart.
很多时候它是跟你的想法有关，同时与你的心态也是息息相关的。
I'll just give you an example. If I'm praying for you and think, just feel this, okay? So I say, okay, I'm praying for you and you have a sickness. And I say, Father God, I ask that you heal this individual in the name of Bob.
啊，比如说我给你一个例子，比如你病了，我为你祷告。那么我说，天父，我奉鲍勃的名字来为这个病人祷告，请你医治他。
And you would go, what? See, you're feeling like, no offense to you, Bob. We have a Bob that works for us, but
你听了就会说，哈，什么？啊，比如说我不是要冒犯叫做鲍勃的人。
You could say, in the name of Jim, it doesn't make any difference what the name is.Is that you understand there's no power in that, there's no authority, because the authority flows through the order of the name of Jesus.
当然，我可以不说鲍勃，我也可以说另外一个名字。你听了会很奇怪，因为你知道，不管我换成什么名字，这个名字里面都没有权柄，因为权柄是来自基督耶稣的名。
And you can feel the difference right there when I say, I pray for healing for you in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua, the Messiah.
所以当我说奉耶稣基督或说奉耶稣弥赛亚的名，你要得到医治的时候，你可以感受到他的权柄和能力。
So what happens is there's been a change of priesthood that took place.And when Jesus was water baptized, and what he did is he resurrected the order of Melchizedek.
是在这里你要有个概念，就是当耶稣在约旦河中受浸的时候，祭司的职分有了一个转换。也可以说，耶稣在水中的浸礼，把按照麦基洗德等次的祭司职分复苏了。
What's important to know that we're not in Aaron's priesthood as a Kohen or a Levite, which has human roots.But this Melchizedek has deep meaning because Jesus was also a king and priest according to this order.
很重要的是，我们知道我们现在的祭司职分不是立位支派中有着人类根源的大祭司亚伦这样的祭司职分，而麦基洗德这样的祭司职分是有很深的含义， 因为就连耶稣基督，他也是根据麦基洗德等次的君王祭司。拉比说，在今天语音的内容当中，我和提姆牧师要来为你们逐步的分析。
It'd be really interesting for you, but the key is as we peel this onion back, you need to understand the takeaway from this is having peace and authority into your own personal priesthood, the power that you possess when you pray, no different than what I just said, you pray in your name or in Jesus' name, that's all very important. So,
我想这整个语音的内容会非常的有意思，但重点是当我们逐步为你们解析的时候，你要明白重点是在你执行你个人祭司的职分的时候，你要信心满满的去使用你的权柄。就像刚刚我提到，你是奉谁的名祷告，你是按照你自己的意思，还是奉耶稣基督的名在祭司的职分当中做祷告，这是一个关键。接着拉比欢迎提姆牧师与他一起在这个直播间，我们现在就一起来讨论一个问题是
Why do I need to understand that I am a king and priest according to the order of Melchizedek? Well, isn't it just enough for me to know that I'm a king and priest? But why do I have to know the order in which I belong to?
为什么我必须明白我是按照麦基洗德等次所立的君王祭司？难道我不能就是一个君王祭司吗？为什么我必须明白我是属于哪一个等次的君王祭司呢？
Order always represents, you know, your authority, ability to tap into the authority of the Lord. And if you don't really know who you are, where you've come from, or what benefits have been laid aside or set out for you, then how can you tap into that resource?
等次永远都代表你的权柄，就是你进入神权柄的能力。如果你不知道你是谁，或者是你是从哪里来的，以及你拥有的权益，那么你如何去支取这些已经为你预备好的资源呢？
The order of Melchizedek is a very important thing as far as understanding where your real authority comes to in this day and age. It's not something that was just about, you know, thousands of years ago that Abraham met the man.
所以麦基洗德等次的重要性就是你要了解在现在这个时代当中你的权柄是从哪里来的，而不光是只知道麦基洗德是几千年前亚伯拉罕献祭结盟的那位大祭司。
It's the identity and the fact that this priesthood, this authority, the order is actually it's a position. And so we need to understand that we have a position of going in and being able to access into the heavenly, into the throne room of heaven, and to have results from our prayers.
那么所谓的等次就是一种职位。所以当提到是麦基洗德等次，也就是麦基洗德这个祭司职分，所以当我们提到麦基洗德的等次，就知道从这个祭司职分而来的权柄。那么当我们拥有的职分是这个等次的时候，我们知道我们的层级是可以进到天上法庭，提出我们的祷告，并且得到祷告的果效。
One of the reasons I really, you know, when I was talking to our staff about this and Megan, one of the reasons they wanted to have this is that the word the Lord's given me for 5785, it is a time that the Lord's going to actually...release a double portion of grace, 5785, and bring revelatory empowerment to the king priest anointing.
拉比回应说，是的，而且当我回应大卫之家的工作人员关于5785年秋天节气的主题的时候，我说主给我的启示是5785年就是神实际上要释放双份的恩典，为君王祭司的恩膏带来启示性全能的时刻。所以这个时候我们带领所有的会众一起来了解这个主题是非常棒的。
Let me just say it this way. You've got Abram, and he's traveling through Salem, which is actually Jerusalem, and the king of Salem is this Melchizedek. But it's interesting that he's not just a king, he's a king and he's the priest.
让我们看圣经当中的记载，就是当亚伯兰到撒冷的时候，那么撒冷就是现在的耶路撒冷，那么他面见了这位撒冷王麦基洗德，而麦基洗德不光是王，他也是祭司。那么就让我们一起来看圣经，是在创世纪14章从18节开始，又有撒冷王麦基洗德带着饼和酒出来迎接，他是至高神的祭司，他为亚伯兰祝福，他说愿天地的主至高的神赐福于亚伯兰，至高的神把敌人交在你的手里是应当称颂的。那么亚伯兰就把所得的拿出十分之一来给麦基洗德。
So first of all, Abram had to fight a battle. He had a victory. And then the king priest actually prophesied over him, blessed him, and then he tithed. And what happened is, we don't have to go into the scripture now, we know this, his name was changed. There was an identity change. So after this encounter with the king priest, he's changed to Abraham, which means the father of many nations. So there's a multiplication thing takes place here.
那比如说我们看到这里，就是亚伯拉罕有一场战役，在战役中他得胜了，而麦基洗德作为君王祭司对他发话并且祝福他，于是亚伯兰把所得的拿出十分之一献给这位君王祭司。而在这以后，故事继续的发展，我们就不在此一章一节的读圣经，读者们可以自行阅读这段圣经。在创世纪第十七章，神改了亚伯兰的名字，他说，你的名字不再叫亚伯兰，要叫亚伯拉罕，因为我已经立你做多国的父。这是一个身份的改变。所以在与麦基洗德这位君王祭司的相遇之后，他的名字被改成亚伯拉罕，就是我们之前提到的，他的意思是多国之父，这个身份会带来倍增。
And I think it's interesting that he brought out bread and wine. So he is functioning as a type of Messiah, and he's a foreshadower of that.
那么有意思的是，在创世纪十四章十八节，这里提到撒冷王麦基洗德是带着饼和酒来迎接亚伯兰的，也就是这位撒冷王麦基洗德，他代表着弥赛亚，也就是他是弥赛亚的预表。就这点，拉比问提姆牧师，当我们提到这些的时候，你有什么想法呢？
It's interesting how the Lord sets up and actually orders the steps of the man that he's going to use to bless all the nations of the earth.
其实对于神如何布局定亚伯兰的脚步，要透过亚伯兰来祝福全地，是非常有意思的。
Abraham was chosen to come out of the, basically, Ur of the Chaldees, the fire of idolatry. He comes and he dwells in a land that's not his, but he's been promised that it's going to be his.
要知道亚伯兰是被从充满了偶像崇拜的地方呼召出来，前往一个陌生的地方，不是属于他，但是神应许他要将这块地赐给他。
Process, he ends up having to separate from everything that he's known before,and come into a place that is different than what he's experienced, but he's also coming at the direction of the Lord.
在这样的过程中，亚伯兰要从他过去所有熟悉的事情当中分别，来到一个与他过去经历完全不同的地方，但这也是神要他经历的。
And so he ends up going and having to go into battle. Then he ends up coming to basically the valley, what is called the Valley of the Kings, which is very prophetic.
最终我们看到他为了救回侄子罗德，与基大老马和他的三个同盟征战，并来到了王谷，这是非常具有先知性的。
And there he meets a king priest who comes and he brings him basically a covenant meal. Even before he enters into the covenant, it's like the Lord is setting the stage for this covenant that he's going to enter into.
他在王谷碰见了这位君王祭司麦基洗德。创世纪十四章十八节这里说，这位撒冷王麦基洗德是带着饼和酒来迎接亚伯兰，而饼和酒的组合是立约的食物。那么此时亚伯兰还没有进入与神的盟约中，可是透过所发生的事情，神一步一步的在为亚伯兰与神所立的盟约布局。
And change his name to become a father of many nations, even though he is without child at this moment.
而且在神与亚伯兰立盟约之后，他把亚伯兰的名字改成亚伯拉罕，也就是多国之父的意思。那么当时亚伯拉罕甚至没有自己的孩子。
Boy, that is really powerful.
拉比说，是的，由提姆牧师告诉我们的这个过程真的是很具有大能。
So interesting that, you know, all the symbolism, I could go into the Valley of the Kings and, you know, which we've planted thousands of olive trees there.And it's pretty interesting, but it's also Jesus himself, when he returns to the Mount of Olives, he's going to pass through.
Yeah.
The types and shadows of, you know, people who doubt the Bible, they say, you know, it's a fable. How in the world could you write these things and then these prophetic patterns keep happening the same way over and over and over again?
拉比说，提姆牧师所提到的王谷，格兰卓施工在这个地区种了数以千计的橄榄树。这是具有先知性的象征意义。那么耶稣自己，当他回到橄榄山的时候，他也会经过王谷，这些都是预表。所以很多人对于圣经有错误的认识，他们觉得圣经只是一些寓意。拉比说，但是世人为什么不去想，如果圣经只是一些寓意， 那么为什么这些具有先知性相似的模式同样不断不断的发生？
Read out of Hebrews chapter 5, verse 5, and it says, So also Christ did not glorify himself to become a high priest, but it was he who said, You are my son, today I have begotten you. As he also says, another place, You are priests forever according to the order of Melchizedek.
让我们来看一下希伯来书五章五节。如此，基督也不是自取荣耀做大祭司，乃是在乎向他说：“你是我的儿子，我今日生你的那一位。”就如经上又有一处说：“你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。”
So why is this Melchizedek connection, and why isn't like Jesus? Let's say I know the answer to this, but I want to ask the question. You know, we know that Jesus is the high priest of our sanctuary.Why do we have to understand that there is a connection to Melchizedek? Why do we have to understand that?
拉比说这里提到了麦基洗德。我要问提姆牧师一个问题，虽然我知道答案，也就是我们知道耶稣是我们圣所的大祭司，但是我们为什么需要明白这个职分与麦基洗德有什么关系呢？
I think the fact of what is the writer here of the book of Hebrews is trying to make points that, you know, there's differences in priesthoods.But this one was a unique priesthood. The Melchizedek priesthood was a unique one.
提姆牧师回答说，我想希伯来书的作者他所想表达的是，祭司的职分是有不同的，而麦基洗德祭司的职分在祭司的职分当中是很独特的一种。
Like, as you mentioned earlier, the Aaronic priesthood, this one when it says it was a priest who continued forever.
就像拉比之前所说的，麦基洗德的职分跟亚伦祭司的职分是不一样的。因为麦基洗德祭司的职分是持续到永远的。
He was not limited in his ability.
他的能力是不受到限制的。
Now, Melchizedek is actually more of a title than it is a name.
就我们所提到的麦基洗德，他像是一个职称，多过于他是一个名字。
He's a king of righteousness.
他是仁义王。
And there's only one real king of righteousness.
但是我们知道，真实的仁义王只有一位。
And so for...The Hebrews, the writer of Hebrews, to make mention to us as a believer, is to understand that we have a king of righteousness who is there for us, but not only as the king of righteousness, but he is the high priest that's able to make intercession and to bring us into that same standing of righteousness with our God so that we can stand and have access into the throne of heaven, to have our prayers answered and to be heard.
所以希伯来书的作者对我们这些作为信徒的人说，我们有一位仁义王。他不光是一位仁义的君王，同时他也是大祭司。他能够为我们代求，并且他让我们在神面前称义，以至于我们可以来到施恩宝座前，使我们的祷告被垂听，被神回应。
The important thing is that you know that you're being heard.
因为你知道你的祷告被神垂听是很重要的。
Yeah, so I'm gonna throw out a thought. Okay, I am not a theologian. But I do study the word for a lot of years, and I've spent a lot of time. Most of the places that they speak about the experiences with Melchizedek, we've actually had feet on the ground. I think maybe one of the reasons that he has no lineage, we don't know his parents are, we don't know when he was born, and we don't know when he dies. Okay, so he's a type of Christ.
那比如说，现在我要向着听这个语音信息的朋友们丢出一个想法。要知道，我不是一个神学家，但是我钻研神的话语很多年。我想到麦基洗德，他没有家谱，无父无母，无生之始，无命之终，这些特质都与基督相同。
Let's take it this way, because you've been to the spot. You've been to the Jordan River. House of David people immersing at the very place that Jesus was immersed into by John the Baptist.
而大卫之家的会众确实曾经在施洗约翰为耶稣施洗的那一段约旦河中受浸。
He went in, when he was immersed, baptized, he wasn't immersed or baptized because of sin, he was sinless. He said to John, John says, I'm not worthy to do this, I'm paraphrasing, but he said, and Jesus said that we might make things right.
当耶稣来到施洗约翰为人施洗的那段约旦河的时候，施洗约翰对耶稣说，我怎么能够为你施行敬礼呢？如同在马太福音第三章，施洗约翰对耶稣说，我当受你的洗，你反倒上我这里来吗？但是耶稣回答说，你暂且许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。于是约翰就为耶稣施行敬礼了。我们要知道耶稣是无罪的，他不用经过洗礼来除去他的罪。 所以耶稣在敬礼中所成就的事情就是权柄的转换。
We actually went in, there were 12 stones, and the 12 stones were paying honor to the 12 tribes who had wandered in the wilderness and crossed over finally after 40 years into the promised land.
所以就在那段约旦河中，有当时约书亚带领百姓过约旦河的时候，吩咐祭司把12块石头留在约旦河中祭司抬着约柜站立的地方。这12块石头在约旦河中尊荣，在旷野漂流了40年，而如今要经过约旦河进入应许之地的以色列十二支派。
That event and that history was finished by Aaron's priesthood, the Levites, the Kohens. And so what Jesus is doing is he is coming, he is a king and a priest according to the order of Melchizedek. So he's taking his temple, he's going down into the water, and what he's doing is he's honoring that past priesthood of the Levites, and now he's saying, I'm coming up in a resurrection of this Melchizedek priesthood.
而过约旦河的这段历史，这个事件，是由利未支派亚伦祭司职分这个等次的祭司所完成的。所以当耶稣这位按照麦基洗德等次的祭司来到同样一段约旦河，将他的身体，也就是神的殿，受浸在这段约旦河中，他的目的就是在水中尊荣过去完成这些事情的亚伦等次祭司职分的这些祭司们所做的一切。然后他从水中上来，意味着耶稣所代表的麦基洗德等次的祭司职分被复苏了。
Which this Melchizedek priesthood has no birth, no lineage, so we're not even sure if he's Jewish or not. I mean, Melchizedek could be a goyim. I'm not here to debate it, but
而麦基洗德无生之始，无命之中，也没有他的家谱，所以我们也不确定他是犹太人或者是外邦人。但在这里我不是要就这个话题来讨论或者是辩论。
Scripturally, you can't prove that he's Jewish or non-Jewish.
因为从经文上你没有办法证明他是犹太人或非犹太人。
You don't know where he came from. You don't even know where he died. So the point is, Jesus has chosen to identify with that priesthood versus identifying with the Levites. He's not a Levite.
圣经上只记载这位作为君王祭司的麦基洗德无生之始，无命之中。但重点是耶稣选择对其麦基洗德的祭司职分，而不是对其利未支派的祭司职分，而耶稣本身也不是利未支派。
That's why he didn't become a Pharisee or a Sadducee.
耶稣在服事的时候也没有对其法利赛人、撒杜该人这些宗教人士。
He's of the tribe of Judah.
他是出自犹大支派。
So here he comes, all this happens, and could it be, my question is this, could it be because when Jesus died on the cross, the middle wall of separation of the temple for the priestly work, the non-Jews had no access into the temple or the Holy of Holies. And so what happened is that was reserved only for these priests. So now you have this sacrifice, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world.
所以这些事实呈现在我们的眼前。那么拉比说，我的问题是，因为当耶稣死在十字架上的时候，圣殿的幔子从上裂开来，而这个幔子是为了让至圣所与其他的地方分隔，只有祭司才能够进入，非犹太人的信徒只能站在为外邦信徒准备的外院当中，不能够进入圣所，更别说这至圣所了。
And so what happened is that was reserved only for these priests. So now you have this sacrifice, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, who identifies according to this Melchizedek priesthood.
圣殿只有祭司能够进入，那么至圣所更是只有公职的大祭司能够进入。但是耶稣成为神在逾越节圣洁无瑕的羔羊之后，他借着献祭流血除去了世人的罪，而耶稣既是祭物又是大祭司，而他祭司的职分是对其麦基洗德祭司的职分。
You have him coming, and what he does is his blood removes the middle wall of separation, creating himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, giving the Gentilesand access to not only into the Holy of Holies, but also, as it says in Psalms, and I have called you to be priests forever according to the Melchizedek.
耶稣不但是祭司，他也是牺牲祭。他不光是用他的血除去了中间隔断的墙，使两下合为合一的新人，使犹太人与外邦信徒之间彼此和睦。 不光是让外邦的信徒能够进入至圣所。在诗篇110篇第四节，耶和华起了誓，绝不后悔，说你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。
Everyone that calls on the name of the high priest Jesus is actually grafted in to the identity as the king of this king of Melchizedek.
所以每一个人呼求这位大祭司耶稣基督的名，都被嫁接回麦基洗德这个君王的身份中。
That's why I think this is so important to understand that there's a shift of a priesthood from basically legalistic 613 instructions. Everything's not that it's done away with, but the requirement of it's done because when this Lamb of God, that's part of this resurrected righteousness priesthood that actually birthed every other tribe, because Abram tithed to Melchizedek and became Abraham, birthed all the tribes of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
So, 为什么了解这些这么重要？因为这个祭司的职分转变从原来在律法中规定要遵守610条诫命的要求，变成这位复活的主所对其仁义王的祭司职分。实际上产出了其他的支派，因为在亚伯拉罕奉献十分之一给麦基洗德之后，神与他立约，他的名字被改成亚伯拉罕，而从亚伯拉罕带出了以扫和雅各，从雅各而出有以色列的12支派。
It's very important to understand that the covenant restoration of the multiplication of the Jewish people, that the restoration and the multiplication of the Gentiles happened in that river. And when he said it is finished, that was the activation of all right. Now there's a new priesthood on the earth and everything is subject to my blood and my name.
所以很重要是要去了解盟约的恢复对于神犹太百姓的倍增以及外邦百姓的恢复与倍增在这段约旦河当中发生。所以当耶稣说成了，就是对一切权力的启动，从现在起在地上祭司职分，而每一件事情都降服在耶稣的宝血以及耶稣的圣名之下。
So am I tracking here?
Absolutely.
接着拉比问对谈的提姆牧师说，我的看法方向是正确的吗？提姆牧师说，当然。
The thing is that when Jesus came up, you know, conversing with John before he went down and said, we have to fulfill righteousness.
在圣经中，当耶稣来到约旦河边要接受洗礼的时候，他对施洗约翰说，让我们这样做来成就主般的义。
That's one of the things. It's no accident that Melchizedek is the king of righteousness. Jesus is saying everything that was limited in the priesthood of man because of, you know, the priest would always have to offer a sacrifice for himself before he could go in and do minister for the people as well. Now he says we have the ability to have a priest who is a sinless priest.
所以毫无意外，麦基洗德就是这位仁义王，也就是公义的君王。那么耶稣对施洗约翰说，让我们这样做好进诸般的义，他的意思是说，因为这些属人的祭司，他们受限于每一年他们都得为自己的罪献上牺牲祭，然后他们才能够在圣殿供职。耶稣说，现在我们有一位祭司，他是无罪的。
As a, really a better standing, a higher name than any other.
他有更高的标准，更高的名号。
Gives us a better standing because we get grafted in by the blood of Jesus, and then we're brought in underneath that priesthood, and we become literally kings and priests with him.
这让我们比较好理解，就是我们是被耶稣基督的宝血嫁接回来，安置在祭司的职分之下，与耶稣基督一同做君王祭司。
That gives us that same standing. It's as if we had not committed the sin.
这给我们一个同样的位置，好像我们从来没有犯过罪，是无罪的一样。
You know, we are righteousness when the Lord looks at us. All he views is that righteousness that Christ fulfilled for us. So when he said it is finished, it's finished.
Yeah.
所以当主看我们的时候，也是视我们为义的，因为他所看到的是基督为我们所成全的义。所以当耶稣在十字架上说成了的时候，他的意思就是他已经做成了这一切。
I want to say this to you. I want you to follow me here. One of the reasons this is a revelation I received in the 90s. I'll share with you how a guy got pressured into it. Newly saved. We're involved in the Aliyah, the return of the Jewish people, getting airplanes out of Boeing Field and the high level stuff, hundreds of millions of dollars moving back and forth in ministry. And so I'm not a rabbi. I am a fruit broker, businessman dealing with other business people doing ministry at a high level.
拉比同意提姆牧师的说法。 然后他转身对听众说，我在90年代的时候领受了一个启示，我要告诉你们我是如何得到这个启示的。
So I'm newly saved. We're involved in the Aliyah, the return of the Jewish people, getting airplanes out of Boeing Field and high level stuff, hundreds of millions of dollars moving back and forth in ministry.
90年代的时候我才刚得救，但是我已经参与一个阿利亚的行动，也就是花费数百万美元租用波音747的飞机，由西雅图起飞，数次往返莫斯科和以色列之间，将在当时苏联的犹太移民带回以色列，这样的事工。
And so I am not a preacher, I'm not a rabbi, I am a fruit broker, businessman dealing with other business people doing ministry at a high level.
当时我不是一个牧者，不是一个布道家，也不是拉比，我只是一个在职场上的人，和其他同在职场上的人从事深入而难度很高的事工。
So what happened is the people that were kind of mentoring us at that time were really heavy on the king priest thing, because I can tell you that when I was brokering the deals that I was brokering, I wasn't in there as a pastor, I wasn't in there as a priest, I was Kurt the business guy doing everything I know as a businessman to communicate to get deals closed.
所以当时指导我们的人已经要求我们既要是君王又是祭司。拉比就提到自己说，我虽然参与在这个事工中，我既非牧者也不是祭司，我只是一个作为水果经销商在职场上打拼的人，但是在我参与在阿利亚这个事工中，我会拿出我在职场中的本事，为完成阿利亚这个事工所需要的一切去协商和结案。
When we brokered the ship with in 2004 with Finance Minister Netanyahu at the time, I'm not in there as a pastor. He wouldn't even have talked to me. I was in there because they vetted me. They knew I was a broker.
所以当2004年我在以色列和当时以色列的财政部长纳塔雅胡报告我们要租用船只，将当时还留在苏联的犹太人带回以色列。拉比说，当时他并不是以牧师的身份在向纳塔雅胡报告，而纳塔雅胡也因着拉比当时是职场人士的身份而接见他。
I understood all the bills of lading and everything that was necessary to do that. That's what I did for a living.
作为经销商，我很了解船运的提单，因为这是我的专业，所以我可以向当时的财政部长纳塔雅胡报告这些细节。
So my point is, at the same time, my heart was as a priest because I prophesied over people, I prayed for people, I laid hands on the sick and they got healed. But at the same time, I'm doing all this heavy duty business side brokering.Negotiating finance minister than Bibi Netanyahu.
那么我的重点就是，当时我虽然不是牧者，但是我发挥祭司的功能，我会为人发预言，我会为人祷告，我会为生病的人按手，他们的疾病就得医治。但同时我又兼具在职场的身份，并且用我的专业在向当时的财政部长纳塔雅胡报告我们事工的进度。
So my point is, I was wearing two hats.
这样的我就好像有两种身份。
The Lord told me there will be a season. He prophesied to me in the 90s. He said there's going to be a season where people are going to have to be king priest and not priest.
在90年代的时候，神启示我说，在某一个季节，人们必须同时是君王也是祭司，而不光只是祭司。
And so then when I started working and interacting with the church, and I'll say this as kind as I can, one of the reasons I struggle sometimes working with pastors and church people is because they lack business skills. They're not entrepreneurial.
那么在这之后，我开始投入教会，与教会的人互动。那么有的时候，当我跟教会的人或者是牧者们一起工作的时候，我会有挣扎，那是因为他们没有职场的技巧，因为他们不是企业家。
Mine's very entrepreneurial. If you bring a problem to me, I'm spiritually going to take it to the Lord, but next I'm going to go into my business mindset and say, how do we fix this?
拉比就指着自己说，我满脑子都是企业家思维的出发点，所以如果你来给我一个问题要我去解决，当然首先在灵里我会向神成交，但是下一步我就会启动我职场的思维去思考这个问题该如何解决。
And if you're not king entrepreneurial minded, you know, that's a learn, you have to read books, you have to understand how that business world works.
但是如果你不是一个君王，也就是拥有这种企业家的思维，那么你得做些进修，去知道在职场是如何运作，如何能够行得通的。
And so you don't see people teaching people at the seminary. That you teach them on a church. Church business is nothing like the other businesses that I'm involved in. You know, that's a very different little culture and how you run it.
所以你没有看过有人开课去教你如何经营一个教会。教会有自己非常小众的文化，很多牧者就是在这种文化当中运营教会。
So my point is that the reason I'm bringing this up on this 5785 is the Lord told me this is the year for the king priest.
为什么现在我要跟你们提这些呢？因为主告诉我5785年是君王祭司的年份。
I'm speaking to you about this because you need to understand that the Lord, the Holy Spirit is going to start downloading you and prophetic words spoken over you, and you're going to have to develop your entrepreneurial business king side and your spiritual side.
拉比转向听众说，我现在对你们说这些话是因为你需要明白圣灵会开始下载给你，并且有对着你说的先知性话语。那么你要开始发展企业职场做君王的这一面，以及属灵的另外一面。
Because that's who's going to be in the limelight, so to say, going forward, the world shakers between now and the return of Jesus are going to be king priests.
因为从现在一直到耶稣基督再来，那些能够独领风骚并且成为世界撼动者的人，就是具有君王祭司身份的人。
It's the anointing of David.
也就是大卫的恩膏。
It's like, okay, you've been under the bondage of Saul long enough. You know, Saul had all his issues is because he did not have the balance of the king priest.
大卫在扫罗的限制跟追杀之下很久，而扫罗的问题是因为他在君王和祭司两职之间无法取得平衡。
You know, he did too many priestly things under his own power and brought a curse upon him, his family, and Israel.
扫罗靠着自己的能力去做太多祭司的工作，这为他自己和他的家人带来了咒诅和祸患。
And so what happened with David? David was anointed by Saul to be a king priest, so he had a mantle.
而大卫是被撒母耳所恩膏的，他承接君王祭司的外袍。
I'm speaking to you right now as you are anointed by King David, the King of Kings of King David, who sits on the throne of David, and that's Yeshua, Jesus, who is a king and a priest according to the order of Melchizedek. So you need to understand that that's what abides in you.
拉比又转向听众说，我现在要对你说，你是被大卫君王的恩膏所膏的，而膏你的是这位万王之王，他坐在大卫的宝座上，也就是耶稣基督，他就是有麦基洗德等次的君王祭司。
You need to understand that that's what abides in you.
你得明白，就是这样的君王住在你的里面。
That power abides in you.
这样的能力在你的里面。
Right now, to usher in and to align this mess of this world in order to have the greatest harvest of souls in the history of the world, it's going to be king priest.
接下来要把这个乱七八糟的世界对齐进入次序中，以至于我们能够迎来历史上最大的灵魂丰收。必须是由君王祭司来完成。
Because he's not interested. People aren't coming to church like they used to.You have to go out to the highways and the hedges so that the Lord's house might be filled.
因为现在人们不像过去这么愿意走进教会，你必须走出去，到大道和篱笆处，去把人找进来，坐满神的殿。
You have to go to the seven mountains of influence, operating like I did in that first really 9-year period of my life, where I was a broker operating as a prophet, broker prophet.
你得去上到七个有影响力的山头上。拉比说，就像90年代我得救之初，有9年的时间，我都在职场作为一个销售水果的业务员，我也以先知的恩赐在运作，所以我是一个在经商的先知。
Went into, I was in the fruit business. It's probably one of the most corrupt, in market business is that. And believe me. So how do you walk in that?
当时在职场，我所运作的领域。是水果的经销商面对着水果的大盘商，其实是一个最腐败的领域。那么要如何在这样的环境当中不同流合污呢？
That season, I can tell you, I feel it in my spirit. We're coming back to that.
比如说，其实在那样的环境当中，我的灵变得很敏锐，而现在我们又处在这样的状况中了。
I think the Lord's wanting to awaken us to that. I want to read this scripture as we segue into this is in Hebrews chapter 7.
我想现在神要我们在这个越趋腐败的环境当中唤醒我们，所以让我们来读希伯来书七章的几节经文。
And it says, For Melchizedek, the king of Salem, the priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham, returned from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him.
拉比所读的是希伯来书七章第一节，这麦基洗德就是撒冷王，又是至高神的祭司，本是长远为祭司的。他当亚伯拉罕杀败诸王回来的时候，就迎接他，给他祝福。
Return from the slaughter. See, this is a season where you're going to have to learn how to do spiritual warfare. You're not slaughtering people or places, but you are. The Lord has given you power and authority to tread on snakes and scorpions.
这里提到亚伯拉罕与麦基洗德，也就是撒冷王相遇，是在 亚伯拉罕杀败诸王回来的时候。所以你看，在这个季节中，你得学会如何打属灵征战。你不是要去杀败人事物，但你要知道神给你权柄还有能力去践踏蛇和蝎子。
Like what Chuck Pierce is prophesying about this year is it's time for the believers to remove the evil altars. That's what's happening here.
我很喜欢使徒恰克皮尔斯说过的，今年就是信徒要除去邪恶祭坛的一年，而此刻我们正逢其时。
But the evil altars will be removed inside these seven mountains of influence. So you got to have feet on the ground.
而这七个邪恶的祭坛是位在七山，也就是七个领域上，所以你得实际进入战场。
It says to also Abraham, who gave a tenth of all of his first being translated to the king of righteousness, and then also to the king of Salem, meaning king of peace.
第二节，亚伯拉罕也将自己所得来的取十分之一给他。那么麦基洗德头一个名翻出来就是仁义王，他又名撒冷王，就是平安王的意思。
And it goes on to say here what we were discussing, without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor of life. This is New Testament.
第三节就叙述着我们之前讨论的麦基洗德，他的状况，他是无父无母无族谱无生之始无命之中。要知道这是新约所记载的。
Made like a son of God remains a priest continually.
但他是与神的儿子相似，持续他祭司的职分。
And so it goes on to say now to consider how great this man was.To whom even the patriarch Abraham gave a tenth of his spoils.
第四节说，你们要想一想，先祖亚伯拉罕将自己所掳来上等之物取十分之一给他，那么这个人是何等的尊贵呢？
So there's something about this revelation of King Priest that I think that we need to ask the Lord to bring to us today, even in this podcast.
所以我想在今天这个访谈直播的信息当中，我们要请神带给我们关于君王祭司的启示。
For the listeners who are saying, listen, I need to get a hold of this in a grip. How do I apply this revelation or this mindset of King Priest in my life? Pastor Tim, what would you say to them?
接着拉比就问提姆牧师说，对听众们来说，他听完了今天的信息，他说好，我要成为君王祭司，但是我要怎么开始呢？或者说我要怎么样把君王祭司的想法和心态发挥在现实生活中呢？拉比请提姆牧师就此来为听众解答。
One of the things that stands out in this is that we've always been taught you could be one or the other, be a king,
exactly,
or you could be a priest.
首先提姆牧师说，在君王祭司这件事情上面，很多时候我们都被教导，我们要么是君王，要么是祭司。拉比也同意。
But never the fact,But as this order states, you can be a king and a priest.
也就是说，在我们过去的观念和教导当中，我们从来没有对齐麦基洗德的等次，就是你可以既是君王又是祭司。
You can be involved in the business. You can be involved with financial things. You can be involved with government issues. And still, you can also remain as a priest to be able to go in and make intercession.
你可以是在职场上工作的人，你的工作可以涉猎到金融，涉猎到管理，涉猎到政府，但是你可以又是一个祭司，站在神的面前，呈上你的代祷或者是案件，使属天的领域能够介入你的环境中。
One of the most important things I think right now for the believer is to be able to go in, to stand in the gap and be the intercessor, to be the priestess.
听牧师说，我想现在最重要的就是信徒们能够作为一个代祷者，作为一个祭司，上到天上法庭神的宝座前，成为站在堵住破口的代祷者。
Joel says that, you know, spare your people, O God. There's an intercession that needs to be taking place from the child of God.
约书二章十七节这里说，侍奉耶和华的祭司要在廊子和祭坛中间哭泣，说：“耶和华啊，求你顾惜你的百姓。”这就是祭司是代祷者在做的代祷。
Needs to be taking place from the child of God.Be able to go in and know that you have access into the throne room, that your prayers are heard, that your high priest is standing in the gap for you, but also for those prayers that you're offering up.
属神的百姓必须要负起这样子代祷的责任。要知道，你有祭司的职分，你能够上到天上法庭，在天父这位大法官的面前，为自己以及为你所呈上的祷告 站在破口中，而神会垂听你的祷告。
See change happen in the atmosphere. See change happen in the culture.
然后看到你所处的环境，你所在的文化，因着你的祷告而有改变。
We are in desperate need of people standing for what's right, for the righteousness of God, and not shirking back and being silent in this hour.
在这个时刻，我们迫切的需要为神的公义而站立的人，而不是因着害怕或任何的原因退缩并沉默的人。
Well, so I want to get, you know, people, you know, just to understand this, that, you know, we've been together like over 20 years, but you're operating in a king priest anointing. Because what happens is you, as a farmer, obviously you have to pray. I mean, you live in unirrigated land in northeast Oklahoma.
拉比此时对听众说，我要你们知道，我与提姆牧师一起共事超过了20年。而提姆牧师一直以君王祭司的恩膏在运作，因为提姆牧师不但是牧者，同时他也从事务农的事业。那么作为务农的他，他的农地是位在北美奥克拉荷马州东北边一片没有河川，也就是没有天然灌溉资源的地方。那么这样的他就像靠天吃饭一样，为了耕耘这片土地，为了收成，他必须靠祷告来求神降雨。
You have to have rain, you have to have favor from storms, tornadoes, all the stuff that we have here. And so you have learned from your father and grandparents and everyone else how to be able to be a priest and pray over the land.
因为提姆牧师不但需要雨水，还需要从这个常常发生暴风、龙卷风的地区得到神的眷顾和保护。这使得提姆牧师已经从父亲、祖父母、先辈学到如何做一个祭司，为这片广大的农地祷告。
And to serve God and to believe God by faith. You have what I call farmer faith, which farmer faith, I know that it's not in the Bible, but there should be a translation in Hebrew, farmer faith, which means faith that is beyond faith.
同时你得服侍神，相信神，并且信任神。那么你有的就是我所谓的农人的信心。那么什么叫农人的信心呢？也许这个词不在圣经中，但是如果用希伯来文定义它的意思，应该就是有超越信心的信心。
So you have to have, you know, we've been together long enough, and it's farmer faith. But at the same time, you have to be able to negotiate with the fertilizing companies. You have to negotiate with John Deere. You have to pay taxes. You have to have balance sheets. You have to pay employees. I mean, you're functioning as a king entrepreneurial. It's business. It's big business.
拉比说，我们认识够久了，所以我知道你在做祭司的同时，你同时要像一个企业家一样，与肥料公司交涉，与经营器械的公司交涉，因为你的农地需要除草机、撒种机、施肥机、收割机、打谷机等等的器械，同时要制作财务报表，查看收支平衡，要付员工的薪水，还要上税。这完全就是职场的企业家，是君王的角色，因为你所经营的不是小生意，是一个很大的生意。
So you've got, you know, thousands of acres, big business, but at the same time you're operating as a priest.
你拥有几千亩的土地要去经营，那么同时你也以祭司的职分在运作。
You've been doing this, you know, farmers have been doing this all along. But what I really want to stretch to the people, and I want you to understand this, is like people don't take that because you're a lawyer or maybe a doctor.I'm not saying all, or, you know, maybe you're a plumber, or you're a housewife, you're taking care of babies, it, you know, whatever.
所以作为务农的提姆牧师已经同时是君王和祭司这样的职分很久了。但是我要向听众们强调的是，你可能没有抓到其中的重点。你可能是一个律师，或者一个医生，或者说你是一个家庭主妇，你是一个水电工。
It, you know, whatever.I want you to prepare yourself to intentionally start mindsetting, I am a king and a priest.
不管你从事的是什么行业，我现在要你改变并且设定你的思维，你就是一个君王祭司。
Because, and of course, we've operated in our ministry as king priests. We run House of David CLM, not as a church, but as a business.
那比如说，当然，我们有大卫之家，有克朗卓事工，我们是以君王祭司的心态在经营，因为不管是大卫之家，或者是克兰卓事工，我们经营他的角度都不是用教会的文化，而是用职场的角度在经营他。
Well, I've been misunderstood. Like, oh, you're just running as a business, and it's like, well, yeah, you know, because it is a business, but it's not like business is a bad thing.
那么有些人听到这句话可能会说，哈，你怎么把教会当作在职场经商一样在经营呢？ 拉比说，它是一个生意啊，前提是你不要把经营一个生意当做坏事。
You know, here's the thing is, if you're disciplined, you will prosper. If you're not disciplined, you're going to suffer.
拉比说，我告诉你怎么经营，它的重点在于，如果你有自律，你约束，那么你就会长盛，反之则不然。而且你会因为没有约束、没有自律而困扰和受苦。
That's the, I mean, I didn't make up, this isn't biblical, this is life. And, you know, like this woke generation just thinks like, oh yeah, we can be undisciplined and somebody else is going to take care of us. Well, what happens when we adopt all your principles and the disciplined people aren't disciplined anymore? Where does the money come from? Does it like fall out of the sky?
那比如说这可能不是圣经中说的，但是生活就是这么一回事。就像现在的后起之辈，他们都是在所谓倡导觉醒文化当中长大的。他们觉得我们可以不用自我约束，我们爱怎样就怎么样，总有人会照顾我们，会为我们买单。拉比说，如果我们转向这样的想法和成为不用约束的一群人，那么钱会从哪里来呢？从天上掉下来吗？
So there has to be some people who are responsible.
所以总有人是知道责任并且愿意负起责任的。
And that responsibility is, it begins with money. The Lord says, if I can trust you with little, which is mammon, I can trust you with much.
而这个责任感就是从金钱开始，因为圣经上说，我若能在小事上信任你，而这小事就是指马门，也就是我若能在金钱这样的小事上信任你，我就可以托付给你更多事情。
But we need to understand that our world, our planet, our nations are in trouble. And if we're going to remain relevant and alive, we're going to have to start turning back to the Lord, functioning in His heights, His ways, as King's priest.
但是现在我们要了解，不管是这个世界、这个地球，或是列国，都陷入了麻烦中。如果我们要继续生存下去，我们要回转向神，以君王、祭司的身份，在神的高度和神的法则下运作。
You know, God is basically the king of the universe, but he's also the priest of the universe.
要知道神是全宇宙的君王，同时他也是全宇宙的大祭司。
In closing, what would your advice be, if you'd look into that camera, Pastor Tim, as a pastor, and as a king priest for all these years, what would be the simple mindset, like if you were counseling someone to say,This is what's the baby step they can take to start thinking of themselves as a king priest.
接着拉比请提姆牧师面向镜头，以牧师的身份，但实际上却是经年累月以君王祭司的身份在运作。那么，当你回答人们问你要用什么步骤展开去开始想自己是一个君王祭司呢
？And understand who you belong to.
提姆牧师回答：首先，你想你是属于谁的
？What group you have been grafted into?
你是被嫁接回什么样的群体中？
The most important thing is that, you know, the King of Kings made a way for you to come and become a son or daughter. Your identity is key.
最重要的是这位万王之王，他为你开一条路，使你成为这位至高神的儿女。所以你的身份是一个关键。
The fact that you have been brought near by the blood of Jesus Christ.
事实上你是被耶稣基督的宝血重价所买赎回来的。
You are a son of the creator of the universe. Speaks volumes as far as who you are, what's available to you, the resources that are available to you.
使你成为这位创造宇宙天地万物的主宰他的儿女。这充分地说明了你是谁，你的能耐以及你所拥有的资源。
As a king, you know, a king is not afraid of anything or anyone.
作为一个君王，君王是不怕任何事、任何人的。
He has the authority to go in and make choices and decisions.
君王有权柄去做选择、去做决定。
As a priest, you have the authority of being able to go in and have access to go into the king himself, the creator of the universe, the God of heaven, and to go in and have your prayers and your petitions heard, and then you get the result.
作为一个祭司，拥有祭司的身份，你一样有权柄、有门道。来到这位创造宇宙天地万物的主宰，也就是天上的至高神面前，在他的院中提出你的请求，并且让你的祷告被听见，得到你可以看见的果效。
That's the most important thing is that you have the opportunity and you have the resources that's available to you to go in and access as king and priest into the heavenly realm to see the results that you need in your life.
所以最重要的就是。拥有这样君王祭司的身份，你拥有机会、资源， 上到天上法庭神的院中，看见你生命当中所需要的果效。
Amen.
拉比回应说 Amen.
So anyway, I hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. I'm going to have Pastor Tim pray a blessing over you.
拉比转向镜头对听众说，我希望你从今天的语音信息当中学到东西。那么现在我要请提姆牧师以祷告来祝福你。
And, you know, it's interesting to see how he was raised basically in a Pentecostal type household that came from an apostolic root. And now he's been one new man for all these years.
但我要告诉你们，当你们看着提姆牧师的时候，你可以发现一件有趣的事，就是他是成长在一个有使徒根源的五旬节背景的家庭中。但是在二三十年来，他已经成为合一新人。
And how important that is. But I'm going to ask him to pray a blessing over you to make that transition in your mind and in your heart to being the king and priest that the Lord has called you to be. Pastor, if you'd look into that camera, please pray and we'll close.
而这些历程和转变是非常重要的。所以现在我要请提姆牧师用祷告来祝福你们，使你们不管在心态或者是思维上都能够转变成为你是神呼召你去成为的那位君王祭司。所以请提姆牧师为收听的听众们做一个祝福的结束祷告。
Well, Father, we do thank you, Lord, that we have a great high priest that's unlike any other.
天父，谢谢你，我们有一个至高的祭司，他是与其他的祭司完全不同的。
Father, that you have sent your son, and Lord, that he has completed the work that gains and gives us access into the heavenly realm.
这位至高的祭司就是天父你的爱子，你把他给我们，他也完成了你所托付的工作，就为我们得到了进入属天门户的门道。
Lord, we just ask right now that this reality and the blessings and the identity that comes from knowing you, Lord, would pass into each and everyone that hears this.
神，我们现在就恳求你，从认识你而得来的身份，所带来的祝福以及真实性，会落实在每一个听见这个语音信息的信徒上。
Lord, that they would understand who they are in Christ Jesus. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory.
他们会完全明白他们自己在基督里的真实身份，也就是基督在我们的里面就是我们的盼望和荣耀。
Father, we thank you that you're making known to each and everyone, Father, that as a king and a priest, Father, we can go in, and Lord, we can have the success that we would anticipate and hope for, Lord, as king, but also as the priest, because we're our great high priest is always interceding.Has never failed and will never fail.
天父，你使我们每一个人都知道，当我们作为你的君王祭司的时候，我们随时可以来到天上法庭。那么，因为我们身为你的君王，身为你的祭司，所以我们可以得到和参与在我们交在天上的法庭，我们盼望得胜的事情中。因为我们的大祭司耶稣基督是长远活着为我们代求，并且他从来不会失败，所以我们也不会失败。
Because of that, we have hope, and we just pray that the blessings and the hope of this truth, Lord, would manifest itself deep within our hearts.
因此，我们大有盼望，所以我们要祝福这样的盼望、福气以及真理会深入并且彰显在我们的心中。
And Father, we pray.Your richest blessings upon each and every one. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen.
并且父神，我们祷告，你丰盛的祝福会临到我们每一个人，奉耶稣基督大能的名。Amen.
In Yeshua's mighty name.
拉比说，是的，奉耶稣基督大能的名。Amen.
I pray for you as a king and a priest that you would advance in everything that you do. Remember that the kingdom of God is the increasing kingdom of God. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords.
我祷告作为君王祭司的你，在每一件你经手的事情上都有进展。要知道神的国是永存无极的，他是万王之王，是万主之主。
He is the lion, no mistaking, the king of the jungle. And when he roars over your life, he roars over it and roars in you. Let the roar of the lion of Judah roar in you. Let the authority and the boldness be released in your life this year, 5785.
神是吼叫的狮子，他是百兽之王。当他在你的生命中吼叫的时候，他的吼叫声复辟遮盖你，并且从你的里面发出。就让这犹大狮子的吼声从你的里面发出吼声，让权柄和勇敢在今年，也就是5785年被释放在你的生命中。
The year of the king and the priest.
5785年就是君王祭司的年份。
Bachelor
安息日平安。